exercise. Mm. Coffee. What we got? We got any headlines?
Not much, although they keep bitching about his Bible.
Could be a debt ledger.
Whatever it is, it's missing and they ain't happy about it.
Hey guys, we have a situation.
Is that Pirelli? What's he doing down here?
I don't know, but it can't be good. It's Paul Ignacio, his nephew. Yeah, turn him off.
You sure about this?
Do it.
Damn, he's walking over here.
You guys are the FBI, right? We need your help.
Last week, somebody walks into my church, steals the Bible.
Bible?
An actual Bible?
Yeah, you know, the flood, Abraham sacrifices Isaac. You heard of it?
Why do you want our help?
I'm a taxpaying citizen.
So? File a police report.
Come on, Burke. You got your guys sitting on me. It's part of the game, I know, but it means that I'm not free to find out who did this.
Yeah, it means you're not free to bust heads until you do.
Do I have to take these accusations?
Get to your point.
This Bible, it's not just some book that the Gideons leave on the nightstand. This is 5 centuries of history from Naples. The saints prayed over this book.
Your personal feelings for Pirelli aside, I don't need the archdiocese crawling down our necks because we refuse to help recover a medieval Bible.
Fine. But if Pirelli asked for our help, he must really want it back. All right, let's get this straight here.
You may go to confession once a week, but the Bureau doesn't forgive sins. We don't work for you.
What do you want?
Shut down your bookmaking operations at Masso's Club.
Masso's. It's a restaurant. See for yourself anytime. After Thursday. Please. Please help me find my goddamn Bible.
Please stop.
It's part of my process.
Look, either you taught her too well, or it's just a bottle.
It's more than that. This is the only thing Kate left me. There's a message here. Hello?
Yeah, Peter, I'll be down in 5. Oh, okay. I'm coming right now.
The man interferes yet again.
Can you please...
Yes. I'll take it back to the lab. Run some tests.
You don't have a lab. You have a storage unit.
Semantics.
Thanks, boss.
The Church of St. Camillus de Lullus in Naples. It was brought here in 1903, in the heart of our parish. Now this.
No alarm, no witnesses, no sign of a forced entry. It looks like a smash and dash.
Anything unusual that night, Father?
No, not that I recall.
Have ERT run the prints against the parish roster. Something tells me we'll get a few matches.
Nobody from this parish stole that Bible.
Oh, sure. You guys are all choir boys, right, Pirelli?
No surveillance cameras.
The Lord sees all. And that's good enough for us.
Maybe I'm getting my saint whatever's mixed up, but didn't you used to run a soup kitchen here?
Not anymore.
Who steals a Bible?
People steal everything.
Why would we steal one? In theory.
They're rare.
Yeah, it makes them valuable, but not like a Picasso. It's definitely a niche market. It's tough defense. People get weird about buying stolen religious artifacts.
I think it's an irony thing, that pesky Eighth Commandment.
I shall not steal.
Well, it depends what's important to people. Did you know that an original Star Trek dome lunchbox goes for $600? I don't try to explain it.
I can appreciate that, but why this one?
Well, your missing book is famous. It's known as the Healing Bible.
Really? Attribution.
In 1588, the plague passed through Naples. Father Camillus carried the book into disease-stricken ships in the harbor. Not a single person who touched the Bible died.
Good story.
20 years later, a blind girl regained her sight when she rescued the book from a fire. I could give you many more examples.
No, I'm sure you could. Look, maybe you don't steal it for the money. Maybe you steal because you're a true believer.
A true believer?
You got something better?
Every person in that church has a felony record. Only people I don't suspect are the ones in prison.
So let's start with the faithful.
It cures blind nuns and lepers. Sounds like every story in Sunday school. Look at this.
In 1918, 30,000 people in New York died from the Spanish flu. No one in this parish even caught a cold.
Maybe whoever took it thinks it's going to heal them.
It's worth looking into.
Nobody in this church caught the flu.
It's true.
Why are these guys and not the church down the block? Because of a book? Tough to swallow.
I thought you were Catholic.
Lapsed.
So you don't think some higher power could have saved the congregation?
Well, I'm more inclined to think they kept the door shut and loaded up on vitamin C.
Maybe God works with what he's got.
And God said, shut thine doors and eat thine oranges?
Why not?
All right, look. When they dug up King Tut, everybody made such a big deal out of the curse of the Pharaoh.
Yeah, 2 dozen people who entered the tomb ended up dead.
Yeah, they probably caught some old bacterial infection. Germs. There's your divine intervention.
God can use bacteria?
I prefer my miracles with a little more smiting and lightning.
Can I help you?
Thanks for seeing us again, Father. We wanted to run down one thing. You didn't tell us your Bible was also known as a healing Bible.
I didn't think it was relevant.
Could be. Was there anybody in your church who was a true believer of the healing power of the Bible?
Someone who was terminally ill, someone who had a sick family member.
I was afraid this might happen.
What?
Mr. Borelli has discouraged the homeless from the church.
He made you shut down the soup kitchen.
How Christian of him. The night of the theft, I let a homeless man sleep in the sanctuary. His name's Steve.
Is he sick?
No. Someone very close to him is.
Steve?
Hi.
My name is Peter. This is my friend Neil. You mind if we ask you some questions? The church you stayed in last week, they're missing a Bible. You know anything about it?
Yeah, lots of.
Great. We need it back.
No, I need it back.
What do you mean? Where is it?
I took it from the church like he asked me to. Now, he said that he would show me how to help Lucy get better. Then he took it from me. Now, he has not brought it back. Do you know where he is?
No. I wish I did.
Who asked you to take the Bible from the church?
Look, he said that he would help Lucy get better. She's not getting better, okay? She's getting worse.
What's wrong with her?
She's tired all the time. She don't eat nothing. Now, if I could get that Bible back, she'll get better.
The man who asked you to take the Bible, did you meet him at the church?
Yeah.
Steve, if we showed you some pictures, do you think you could recognize him?
We just need to get the Bible back, okay? Because she's fading, all right?
Okay, to keep going?
What? There's more of them?
Yeah, let's just get through this one, okay?
Glad we followed your hunch. Hope it takes us somewhere.
Oh, you have little faith.
Been waiting all day to drop that one out, huh?
Been holding on to it since lunch.
I'm going to be right back.
That bad, huh?
Yeah, that bad was about an hour ago. Give me the damn thing.
No luck, huh?
No, not really, no. Look, I'm sorry. I'm not more help to you. My bell got rung pretty good in Fallujah.
You were in Iraq?
Yeah. That's where I found Lucy. We called in this predator strike on this trigger house. Two hellfires came in. It just destroyed everything. And I hear this little whimpering, so I lift up this piece of roof. And there she was, swagging her tail.
Well, you think you could look at one more book?
The rest of you go over there and make sure NYPD doesn't touch anything. Let's look at it.
What's going on?
One of Borelli's men just got shot.
Who? Paul Ignacio. Borelli's number two.
Borelli's nephew.
That's him.
Who?
That's the guy that asked me to take the Bible.
That's our boy. Close range.
No eyewitnesses.
But he's not waterlogged, so it's fresh. .25 caliber casing. European gauge.
It's .22 caliber. This is Brooklyn, buddy. Not Bavaria.
Pete Burke.
It's a homicide. Not an art exhibit. What are you doing here?
Ruiz, I see they let you out of your cubicle.
Yeah? This is my show now. Where's your pet convict?
I left him in the car with the windows cracked.
What are you doing at my crime scene?
This tails into my case.
This is mob retaliation. It's my investigation now. You don't believe me, ask yous.
Don't start with me. You've got Ruiz running organized crime. That's unbelievable.
We offer you that bump every year. Every year you turn it down.
This is mob. The Bible's the key to this thing.
All you got is a homeless guy with his body member who thinks Ignacio may have enticed him into stealing the Bible. What we got here is a dead member of the Borelli family, probably killed by the Moretti's.
All right, fine. I'll stay out of the active investigation. Just let me take a look at whatever's on that body.
It's Ruiz's case. And he's not comfortable sharing intel while Caffrey's with him.
Oh, come on.
He's a convicted felon, Peter. And Ruiz isn't the only one with reservations. All right. You have plenty of other cases on your sheet. Let organized crime handle this one.
We're off the case.
We've been asked to step down.
You think there's a retaliation killing by the other family?
I don't think Paul would have met a Moretti alone by this river. Not with all the bad blood in the water.
Now, if Ruiz is right.
Moretti killed him? We may be sitting on the edge of a mob war.
So what do we do?
I can't do much of anything. Ruiz is not willing to share the case file.
So where does that leave us?
Like I said, I can't do much of anything.
Chilly by this water.
Are you?
I can't borrow your jacket. I swear to you, Peter, under no circumstances will I impersonate the FBI.
Oh, where do you think you're going?
This is Paul Ignacio's apartment, right?
Hi, Ted Jefferson from the evidence recovery team.
I don't catch you, Thomas Jefferson. I need ID.
Oh, sorry. I pulled a double homie last night. It's in the van. My partner took it to see his girlfriend in Queens.
It's not my problem, brother.
Look, I just need a urine swab from the Vic's toilet. If I don't get it soon, it'll spike the cross-reactivity and then...
I got orders too, pal. No ID, no pee.
Oh, I know. You can get it. It's easy. All you gotta do is swab around the rim of the toilet, then drop the swab into the tube, screw the cap on the tube, and bam, we're good to go.
No way, I'm not doing that.
Okay. Now, it's your problem.
Yeah, Cap, I got a local hero by the name of...
Okay, P-Boy, get it yourself.
Turns out the hero's on our side. Never mind.
Any problems getting in?
None. He thinks I'm swabbing toilets. Figure we've got about 10 minutes until he gets curious.
Why, is that the standard toilet swabbing time?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Now, you look pretty comfortable in that FBI windbreaker. Maybe it's time to consider a new career path.
No, I prefer to keep my soul. What are we looking for?
Well, Paul convinced our homeless guy to steal a Bible. I want to know why, I want to know who killed him, and I want to know if they're related.
He's researching something. 100 Years' War, the Crusades, illuminated manuscripts.
Why is a mob guy researching medieval history?
You know the name Maria Fiametta?
Doesn't ring a bell. Who is she?
Art historian, Brooklyn State.
Serendipity. Paul had an appointment at Brooklyn State.
Find anything?
Your hunch was right.
Louise is on the wrong trail.
And how did you learn this?
Friend?
The same friend
who... Same guy. He's real. I'm not making him up.
Oh, I know he's real.
How much do you know?
Enough.
What'd you find?
A professor who writes about the black market. Sicilian grave robbers, Egyptian smugglers, Serbian mobsters. I mean, you can't run with those crowds unless you're willing to get dirt under your nails.
What's his name?
Her.
Name is Maria Fiametta.
Woman.
A regular Cindiana Jones.
Do you want to go meet her?
Yeah, I think I do.
Gentlemen with the FBI?
Yes, we're hoping you can help us out on this one.
We're working on a stolen Bible.
Sure.
Thank you, Agent...
Neil, Caffrey.
That's funny. There's a very talented manuscript forger also named Neil Caffrey.
A talented?
You're him. And you're with the FBI?
That's sort of a work release.
I have to ask, is it true that the Vinland map is yours?
How could it be? But if it is a forgery, it's spectacular.
How about we get back to my current problem? A pre-Renaissance Bible stolen from a church in Brooklyn.
It's very beautiful, but it's not a Bible.
It's not?
Pre-Renaissance, yes, but it's too small to be a Bible.
Then it's a book of hours.
Most likely, yes, in the Italian style.
A large prayer book to show their devotion. Monks and nuns had to recite the psalms, hymns, or chants at specific times all day long.
Sunday school.
Lots of Sundays.
This is a particularly nice example.
Paul Ignazio thought so, too.
Sorry?
Do you know him?
No.
We believe he stole it.
Oh, well, I hope you catch him.
Can't. He's dead. Looks like a mob hit. But we're still hoping to figure out who took the book.
Well, I'd love to know. It's quite beautiful.
Here's my card. If you hear anything or come across anyone who's looking to buy or sell something like that,
I will call you.
It's a pleasure.
If you are ever in the mood to discuss medieval manuscripts...
You'd be surprised how often I'm in the mood for that.
An exercise in Schadenfreude? Because you win. It's just a bottle map.
The lab needs to re-examine its work.
The lab went over every inch of that thing. Fingerprints, chemicals, blacklight, nothing. I even tested the remnants of the wine left in the bottle, which, by the way, was a very lovely boxed Franzia from early October. Well, your FBI friend keeps you on a tight leash.
Keep looking. Something's there, okay?
2 degrees away from our homeless guy, but I also have trouble buying the fact that an attractive history professor offed a mobster.
No, you don't want me to see the missing inventory, because if I come down there, there's going to be a lot more missing than centerpieces. You got that?
Okay, maybe it's not a complete stretch.
Hey, guys. Sorry, it's just my vendor.
No, it's fine. We were just trying to decide if a woman is capable of murder.
Oh, I think so. What's the issue?
I think we're dealing with a shell game.
Visual aids.
Nice. Big gulp is Paul, dead mob guy. Coffee cup is Steve, our homeless vet. Mug is Maria. Napkin's the Bible.
Make Maria the salt shaker.
Maria's the mug. Watch. We'll start with Paul, who for some reason reads Maria's book and realizes that the Healing Bible is worth a hell of a lot of cash. But it's also Borelli's pride and joy. He doesn't want to risk Borelli's wrath, so he gets Steve to steal the Bible.
Plausible deniability.
But if it doesn't work, then he lets the homeless guy take the fall. Well, that's evil.
Mm-hmm. Takes the Bible from Steve, calls Maria to make the deal. Something happens.
Yeah, the deal goes down wrong, or Paul decides he wants both the cash and the book.
Well, whatever it is, Paul ends up dead. Bible goes missing. Steve never even met Maria.
And our girl walks away clean with a very expensive book. Okay, how'd you do that?
Never reveal your secrets.
Well, how do we get Maria to reveal hers?
If I stretch it, I might be able to get a warrant to get into her place.
You know, she's smart. She's not going to have that Bible anywhere close to her.
Hell, I've never seen this devious side.
Don't cross me.
Elizabeth's right about the Bible. She won't keep it close.
I've got it. She knew who you were. Neil Caffrey, master forger.
Alleged,
whatever. If she's got the book, it links her to the murder. She's going to want to get rid of it. We've got all the usual channels locked down, but if she thinks you might be interested...
Convince her I'm pliable.
We find some street contacts, float it out that old Neil Caffrey is back in business.
That could take time to reach her, and there's no guarantee.
Why don't you just ask her out?
That could work. Then she'll say yes?
Yes.
I could probably...
History. Well, no.
I had as an FBI agent at a table here. It's like a 6-month wait.
Well, an FBI agent doesn't.
Don't forget, I had a previous life.
Oh, yeah. Do you believe in reincarnation?
You could say that. How about you? Who are you in your previous life?
Same person I've always been. 90s hair.
I doubt that. Let me see your lifeline. Come on, it'll help fill in the blanks.
You're not seriously going to read my palm right now, are you?
Calluses. I'm afraid to get dirty.
Well, that's true. What else?
No ring. Between that and the calluses, I'm guessing work gets in the way.
No ring for you either.
Prison got in the way.
So it must be weird for you, working for the FBI.
I don't know. It's always interesting to read from the other team's playbook.
The other team? I thought you were out of the game.
Oh, I am. Retired and rehabilitated.
Have you found your missing Bible?
Not yet. You know anyone who wants to buy one?
Maybe. Looters approach me all the time, so do buyers. It's... very attractive offer.
It sure is.
Judge Radigan, pass the warrant.
Excellent. All right, Neil's got orders to keep her away from her home for at least an hour. Can you bypass the alarm?
2 minutes.
Let's do it.
Surprise me.
Oh, you sure?
Mm-hmm.
I might order something you don't like, and then where will we be?
I trust you. After all, you... work for the FBI.
More wine?
Now you read minds.
The question is to you.
It's not bad for a college professor, huh?
Yeah, well, she's either a crook or a trust fund baby.
See, that maybe is both.
They usually are.
Nice catch.
And not a bad place to drop the bug either.
Yeah. It's a good coverage. Let's do it. Wow. She's bringing him back here for dessert.
Of course she is.
Are you jealous you ain't getting any of
it? Neil?
No.
I'm perfectly fine with the stale ass coffee I have in the back. Thank you.
We good?
Yeah, we're good.
Careful, Lauren. Don't spill that stale ass coffee. It's a bug. I can hear. They're home. We'll take.
Some wine?
Why not?
Cyril, what should we talk about?
It's a story about these two spies. A French duke and an Italian count. They're sworn enemies who spent the whole year trying to trick each other, but on New Year's Eve, they got to ask one question the other had to answer truthfully.
Yes. The trick was asking the right question, because you may never get another chance.
I always said honesty is a more challenging game.
Honesty is a more challenging game. Jeez, how come my dates don't go like this?
Because you don't say things like honesty is a more challenging game.
It's because nobody actually talks like that.
They do in Neil Caffrey's world.
This wine needs to breathe. I'm going to get a decanter. Why don't you put some music on? For the monk's devotion, we would have lost one of the most significant works of Greek literature forever.
Stunning.
I agree. You know what? I don't trust you.
Smart. I wouldn't trust me either.
We have a technical problem.
That's one way of putting it.
Let's play a spies game. I'll ask you a question.
I have to tell you the truth.
And you have to tell me the truth. What happened?
Neil happened.
Does that answer your question?
Maybe.
Feds linked Borelli's Bible to Paul Ignazio, and you to Paul through his visits to the college. Look, Maria, I'm living proof if the feds want something from you, they'll turn your life inside out to get it. They'll tell Borelli you have his book.
Even if I don't?
$250,000 in 2 days.
It is worth a lot more than that.
Not if you're in prison or dead. Between the FBI and the mob, there's no way you can move it. I can.
The other team's playbook. If I shouldn't risk it, why are you? Won't they send you back for good?
I'm already in prison. We have a deal?
How did you know she was in on it?
Lucky hunch.
Ruiz?
I checked Paul's credits. He got wired 10 G's from a shell corporation in Gibraltar.
owned by your lady professor.
Oh, by the way, how'd last night's fishing go? Get any tape?
Equipment failure. But Caffrey says she has the book. She'll sell, but only to him.
Of course he'd say that. The terms?
$250. Wire to a Swiss account.
No way. And what if he cuts a deal with her? He runs away with the book.
What choice do we have?
We don't. I don't need another dead body washing up in the East River. We'll set up a dummy account.
That's risky. What if she takes a shot at Neil?
I wouldn't lose any sleep over it.
Come on, guys. Everybody sleep okay?
Cayman's First National. I'll email you the pin right before the buy.
First they're sending me back to prison. Tomorrow they give me $250,000 taxpayer dollars in an offshore account. So it shows how much confidence they have in you.
And how much I have in you.
Hey.
Hey.
Morning. You're up early.
Couldn't sleep.
Good day.
I can tell. You're wearing your lucky tie. Hey, did you find the Bible?
Yeah. The professor had it. Neil's gonna buy it back.
You're giving him money? Wow. No wonder. Lucky tie.
No way. We set up a fake wire transfer.
Then what are you worried about?
He has to convince her that he's working us, which means he has to cut his anklet.
For real.
The book's worth a fortune. He could run with it.
Well, you have a lot more faith in a ratty old tie than you do Neil.
Yeah, well, this ratty old tie's never forged a priceless map of Vinland.
Why is it so hard for you to believe that he'll do the right thing?
Let's just say that's not his first instinct.
And trust isn't yours.
Occupational hazard. I like to know I can count on something.
I know you do. Sometimes you just have to take a leap of faith.
Look at him. Son of a bitch should be in leg irons, you ask me.
Nobody asked you, Luis.
He conned you too, Pete, huh?
Here she comes. Hey.
We have a chaperone. White band over my left shoulder.
What happened to not mixing business with pleasure?
That's for us. He's patting her down.
Need a cigarette after that pat down.
You're clean.
Thank you. Your turn.
You making sure that's not a gun in his pocket?
No, bud. So, where's my money?
Where's my book?
You ready?
When I cut the anklet, our friends in the van are going to know I'm running. Will we lose them? Because I'm not going back in.
I've been chased by the Carabinieri, drug cartels in Bogota.
Okay, you're good.
With all due respect, Neil, we could make quite a fine pair.
With all due respect, Maria, shut up and drive.
He got the tracker.
Right on schedule.
Oh, you knew about this?
Of course. You gotta convince her he's rigging the system.
What if he really is?
There are a dozen unmarked in the area. NYPD has eyes in the sky. There's nowhere to hide. Let's go!
Can't believe believe I'm doing this. I spent a long time looking for her.
I guess it wasn't meant to be. It's calfskin vellum, Abyssus perfidia, golden chalice of Paul.
You satisfied?
Very. Sending? It's on its way.
Here it is. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure doing business with you.
You'll never know how much pleasure it could have been.
You know, I had a feeling all that lovey-dovey stuff last night was BS.
Next time, you should trust your instincts.
Oh, I did. Clip. Lifted it when I patted you down.
You forgot about the one in the chamber.
Damn it. I've never been a gun guy.
Give me the book, Neil.
Sorry. If you're gonna take me out, it's gonna cost you a small fortune. What's the matter? You can't do it? Is it because of the money or the history?
I think you know the answer to that.
Is that why you killed Paul?
Paul decided that he wanted the money and the book.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get greedy.
Drop the gun! Gun down or we shoot! Gun down! Right now, put your gun down! Your hand behind your head! Man down! Man down!
A little close there, pal.
Guess the big guy had your back, huh?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You made Lauren say.
Yeah, I'm on Borelli.
How did you and your Cub Scouts find out about this? NYPD?
I got one of those police scanners. It's a hobby.
Head down.
She's Paulie's shooter? Some kind of love is wrong.
Just business. I hate to break it to you, but your nephew decided to freelance behind your back.
That's sad. You know, you can't trust family. Who can you trust?
So if you guys had done, I'd like my Bible back. Mass thoughts and one out.
Would kill you to say thank you? Huh? Would it?
Yeah, I guess it would.
All right, just give it to me now.
What?
I mean, what? Give me the Bible.
I gave it to some FBI guy.
Some FBI guy?
Get over on me? You wish you were not born, pal.
I seem to be getting this speech a lot lately.
Hey, just shut up, Lily.
No way. This ain't over.
Where is it, Caffrey? I'll let Borelli give you a ride home.
Look, I'm telling you guys, I don't know.
Oh, I know where it is.
Hey, Pally.
What are you doing with my Bible?
She would have died without it, but...
Not so fast, Wacko. You know you're messing with...
You got her, Borelli. Just leave him alone.
Now, I'm not going to let this go. Hey, sweet girl.
Her name's Lucy.
Lucky Lucy. She don't look so good. What's the matter with her?
She's been sick until today.
I got this vet in Yonkers. He saved my pugs from diabetes. Want to take a ride, go see him? Have it checked out?
I was going to give it back after...
No. How'd you know?
Yeah, I didn't know, but I took a leap
of faith. You did the right thing.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Told you it's a healing Bible.
Oh, here we go. No way. Borelli's a softie for dogs.
Oh, not enough smiting and lightning for you?
That's not a miracle.
It's not a parting of the Red Sea.
Take my miracles where I can get them.
Can we have the honors?
Yes, sir.
She's back.
Hey, is that my jacket?
He works in mysterious ways.
wake up. Maz.
Mazzy.
Let me see your warrant. Oh. What?
Come here. I'm unjuicing a candle.
How did I miss this?
Weren't you ever a Boy Scout?
Oh, I got kicked out. Pinewood Derby, magnets, it was a whole thing.
It's a map
of the New York City subway. What do you think it means?